JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Logos Hope docks in Kingston, and later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Labor Day 2017 will be like no other. You see, this year, we're going to restore, we're going to preserve, we're going to beautify our beautiful island, Jamaica. My dream, my dream. My dream, my dream, my dream is to restore the school, every park, every scheme. Preserve landmarks and murals, you see. Tell you my goal, my goal, my goal. Labor Day 2017, let's volunteer to get all of them things together. Restore, preserve and beautify.
Good morning, I'm Tim and I'm from the Netherlands.
My name is Bernadine Tan and I'm from Singapore.
My name is Heta, I'm from Finland.
My name is Natalia, I'm from Poland.
These and about 400 other volunteers form part of the crew of the Logos Hope, the world's largest floating book fair, which opened its hatches to Jamaicans once again on Friday, May 12. Docked at the cement factory pier at Rockford in Kingston, the ship stocks over 5,000 titles, sold at discounted prices ranging from fiction to biographies to textbooks. Speaking at the opening ceremony on May 12, the ship's captain, Chris Hughes, says he joined the team over 40 years ago with no idea he would have spent more than 2 months on board.
We find it, yes, it's so wonderful to serve God in the way, and it's worthwhile as it reaches so many people in so many different ways. But I do believe that each and every one of us has talents which God can use for his purpose in one way or another. I'd like to thank you for coming today. And we are honored by your presence.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, who was also on board, invited the team to become partners of his I Believe initiative, geared at engaging young people for nation building.
With our similarity of vision, and as Logos Hope continues to foster goodwill throughout the world, perhaps we should consider ways in which we can collaborate to enhance the mission of the I Believe initiative and Logos Hope, and hopefully you can always have a community footprint in Jamaica when you are gone, and that footprint will continue until you return.
The crew, representing 60 nationalities, will host a theatrical production of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe on May 21 and 28 at 2:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. respectively. The Logos Hope will leave Kingston on June 11 and sail to Montego Bay on June 15, remaining there until the 2nd of July. Opening hours are from Tuesdays to Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and on Sundays, from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Adults pay $200 for admission. Children enter free. Goal 3, Outcome 12 of Vision 2030 aims to create internationally competitive industry structures. This means that the government will have to introduce new and update existing policies, making it easier to do business in the country. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more.
Hey, Oman. How are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, we can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just make me reserve liquor, no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Time now for a child protection tip. You can help to break the chain. Don't be afraid. If you have been abused, report it and seek professional help. Contact the police, a counselor, or someone you trust. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thank you for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.